What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Unique's World podcast. We're gonna get right into it, you guys. We're gonna get right into it. Okay, guys, welcome back. We're gonna get right into it. How are you guys doing? So I had to clear my throat. How are you guys doing today? It is it's a beautiful Sunday in New York City. I think we're about 46, 48 degrees today. It is inauguration week. There's a lot happening with that. We're still in January. Look at me doing another episode within January. For some reason it feels long and short. Oh, it's not even 48 yet. It's 39 right now. It feels long and short right now. Because we're already about to be on, be at January 20th. So I was watching Oliver and Company not too long ago. I really wanted to rewatch that film. I really like the song, Why Should I Worry? Why Should I Care? I got street. I don't know the full lyrics, but I mean, I can look it up and then we could sing it all together. But why would you guys? I don't want to spoil you guys with my voice yet, you know. Touring really soon. Touring really soon. but anywho. I was watching Oliver and Company. First of all, this film, just dramatic. I have a couple of things that I want to, there's a lot of things. Probably in New York City back in the day, I don't know how much stray dogs they were, but now that I live here, I don't see stray dogs like that. You see stray cats, whether probably feral cats, there's a community of cats, and then you see bodega cats. You'll see cats more than you'll see a loose dog. You know what I mean? And then if you do see a dog, it belongs to somebody, whatever. You won't really see that. You'll probably see that in LA. Now you would see some stray dogs in LA for sure. For sure. But anywho, I felt like the film was just extra for no reason, just dramatic. For one, you got this guy, what's his name, Dodger, thinking he could be the hero of all heroes, trying to save the day, trying to be the Rico Suave of the group, of his dog group. And it's bro, for what? Relax. No one's giving you a trophy. He just be doing the most. When he be posing and just trying to stare off the Rottweiler dogs, the black dogs from the enemy or whatever like that. Just thinking he could take them. And I'm not saying he can't take them, but they were big, you know what I mean? And he's just thinking he could take them. He over here posing, growling and posing, bro, sit down, go somewhere. I get it, you know, you're trying to protect your owner because your owner owes money to this big boss guy. I don't know how much money he owes to this guy. Why does he owe him that much? Can we get into that? Let's dive deeper in that. Why does he owe him so much money? What did a big boss guy give this guy who lives on a boat with all these damn dogs? What? What does he eat? What's going on? I'm questioning, why does he, how long was it? How long has it been since this guy had, I'm just curious to know, why this guy owes him so much money, and it doesn't seem like he has, used the money at all, just the way he's living or whatever. Maybe he loaned the money to get him a boat so he could live on a boat with his dogs on the pier, but I don't know. Anywho, we see the little cute ass kitty cat, and it's like, oh my god, gosh. You know, I'm a cat person. I love cats. I enjoy dogs. I used to have like a phobia of dogs really badly. But I do, I have, what do you call that? I have, you know, gotten over my phobia, thank God, because it used to be really bad. Like, when I was younger, I could hear, like, a dog chain from, like, a mile away, and, like, my heart would be racing, like, my anxiety. The reason why I had a phobia of dogs, because I got attacked by my own dog, and I had to go to the hospital. A lot of blah, 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 sun is blue. Boom. I mean, sun's not blue, the sky is blue. Anywho, back on to, what do you call that? Back to Oliver and Company. Oh, by the way, so I got my nails done. Was it last week? No, during New Year's Eve, for New Year's Eve. And like, they're already messing up. I don't think I'll get my nails done from this place again. Because, yeah, I need to clip my nails because they're looking wonky. But anywho, yeah, I just felt like Oliver and Company was just a lot. Like, this hero dog just doing the most while he posing and growling, like, sit down somewhere. And then, you know, Georgette is just so extra. I love her energy. Georgette is, like, who we all want to be sometimes. I know she can be, like, a bit rude or whatever, but she is so extra. She's living a life, you know, a very posh life or whatever. There is a scene that I am questioning, like, what, like, how would they in real life? But it is a cartoon, so it is a cartoon. The towards the end of the movie, if you haven't seen Oliver and Company, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But I'm not spoiling anything, you guys, because this movie's old as hell. Anywho, there's a scene where the big boss guy is in his, like, black limo, and then he had kidnapped the girl, right? And kidnapped the girl who wants the cat so he could have money or something like that. I don't know. It was just a lot. But anywho, they're on a bridge driving, and I'm guessing they're driving on a track or something. And then the guy who owes him the money, I forgot his name, with his dogs and this little moped with the grocery cart in the back, he has all the dogs there. And they're trying to save the girl and the cat. First of all, I'm just trying to figure out, why was there no, like, police? There's no way in hell that will happen in real life without no type of helicopters, police, or anything like that. Like, you know. But long story short, the big boss guy died with his dogs by the train. Because you're driving on a track. Like, what? How is that possible? But, I was kind of frustrated too, because they also, like, took the cat. I forgot the name of the cat. His name is Oliver. Yeah. Oliver from the rich household. Cause they was like, oh, we rescue you, kid. How you rescue me? Y'all see how y'all was living before? I was living real good. And I would be pissed too. Oliver's like, but wait, why'd you rescue me? He's all like, but the little girl, there's a little girl there. There's, like, I would have went back, because I'd be pissed too. Like, yo, why are y'all rescuing me to come back to this slum? This slum of a bucket of a house? Like, what? On a boat? And y'all ain't got no food? From, like, what kind of food? Like, we gonna be out here hustling every day? Like, I'm an animal. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really going in on this damn movie. But I'm just saying, like, Oliver and Company, like, y'all watch that film, like, yo, they doing the most. Especially, what's his name, Dodger? Like, the most. And then there's this other dog, which is a part of the posse crew. I think she is voiced by a black woman. I forgot her name. I forgot her name, but she does have a song, but I love her style. She's like, yeah, kid, you'll be all right. She's the one that be talking sense to Dodger, because Dodger be thinking he is just the big boss. Like, bro, relax. You did not birth me. But anywho, I love her character. Let me see if I can like try to find character name or figure out who played her, because she's so cool and wise. Georgette. Oh, Bette Midler played Georgette. Na, 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 na. Rita. Yes. I think that was... Okay, so Cheryl Lee Ralph played Rita. And she's an American actress, singer, author, and activist. Poppin'. That's awesome. But yeah, so... This film, it was great, but it definitely has some... Like, watching it now, it's like, how is this possible for a guy to kidnap a girl in broad daylight and then to drive on a tracks? Like, nothing is wrong. Like, what? Without any police activity? What's going on? And then also, why didn't the guy who was babysitting her, like the butler or something like that, like, why didn't he do a search mission? Like, a search, like 911... my daughter is missing or whatever like that. Like, imagine her parents finding out, like, hey mom, I got kidnapped because this guy wanted my cat because he's like a big boss and he is owed money from this guy, and it was just a lot, but I'm safe now. I was like, wait, what? But anywho, you know, watching that movie, I'm just like, yo, they just doing the most. But yeah, so, oh, another show I had watched, the ever so popular Euphoria. Okay, so the thing with teenage shows, they're great, but I realized, like, okay, they're not for me. I will watch it to, like, respect the form, respect the artwork, but I'm like, this is... I will trust that it's a good show, you know, or whatever. So I did watch episode 1, and it was just a lot. I was like, yo, this is, like, Zendaya was great. All the characters are great, but, like, the way they talked, it was like, hey, you fucking slut, what's going on? I'm like, whoa, what the heck? It's like, hey, so what do you mean you're not gonna smoke that cigarette? You're such a bum. Like, you're a slut because you don't want to smoke. I'm like, what? Damn, okay. But... I realized that Euphoria is not... I can't watch it all the way, like... Especially, like, binge-watching it. It's just a lot happening. Because, yeah. It's a lot happening. And I trust that it is a good show. And I am one of the people that I won't be able to watch it all the way through. I was able to watch episode 1. I'm just like, oh, okay. It's good. I do enjoy their editing. That's cool. The acting is good. I felt like definitely just the way they talked. And I mean, I guess this is how teenagers talk. They do be talking like very raunchy and they be doing some wild shit. So, but it is relatable for some people. Right now in my life, it's not relatable. I'm not in high school. I'm an adult. So yeah, but yeah, so we're going to catch a break we're gonna come right back, you guys. Okay, we are back. It is inauguration week. It is inauguration week. And this is what I will say for this. I pray that nothing happens to Joe, to Kamala, to anyone working in the White House, that it is a safe, you know, inauguration. But yeah, it is, it's definitely, I'm, you know, looking forward to watching. I'm definitely going to grocery shop and watch it, and, you know, grocery shop, eat and watch it, whatever like that. But yeah, I am looking forward to it. It sucks that they have to, like, the way they have, you know, the whole mall, like, you know, shut down, gated up, National Guard there, you know, they're ready. They already arrested this one guy who tried to come in with some, like, fake credentials, and you know, he had some ammo. He has a couple of guns with them and shit. Like, yo, man, people are like really have the audacity to come down like to kill someone just because they because that person that is elected cares about, you know, just the rights of human beings. It's wild. It is really wild. It's crazy. But yeah, so I am praying that the whole inauguration ceremony this week will be, you know, full of peace, full of blessings, full of protection. Shout out to all the National Guards that are sleeping on the floor and stuff like that. You know, the people who are working in the White House. Excuse me. People are working at the Capitol, all that stuff. The people who are, you know, all the categories of working, dealing with janitor, or all the way up to like the high ups. But yeah, sending protection and love and light to all of them. Now I would say, how much funding we have for the military and all that stuff, I don't understand why they have to sleep on a damn floor. Why can't they have any like cots, no little beds, no bean bags, no air mattress? Like, we can't get that going? Like, what's going on? But yeah, like, because I think the funding for them is like a billion. It's like, I know we can afford some air mattresses. I know we can, you know what I mean? They shouldn't have to sleep on a floor. And it's unfortunate. But yeah, I'm sending all of my, I'm just hoping that it is a, you know, a very peaceful situation this week. So, I mean, it will be, but yeah, sending all of my energy towards that, because the week before the Capitol riot thing, the coup insurrection, I think that's what you call it, was a hot ass mess, and it's gonna be a lot of shit unfolding, because it was a lot of inside jobs happening too. Like, it's crazy. It was crazy. Okay, so we all know that it is, you know, it's a new year. We're all dealing with like losing weight and shit. I know it sounds like I'm about to do like a sponsor. I'm not sponsoring you guys. Not yet. You know, I'm getting to the back, I promise you. So for me, I have been dealing with, as I've gotten older, you know, my metabolism and stuff. I have been dealing with my weight going up and down. I think right now I'm the biggest I've ever been. Yeah, my lifetime, yeah. So I've always been a person that loves to be active, biking all the time. I used to bike a lot in LA, and people like made fun of me or whatever. They thought it was like foreign to bike. I'm like, it's not, but okay. Meanwhile, you're in traffic 90% of the time. It's taking you 2 hours to get somewhere, an hour to get somewhere. It's only taking me 10 to 20. Or like 30 minutes maybe max, if I'm doing like a far commute. But to each his own. Anywho, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I decided to, dealing with like this weight loss journey. I'm trying to figure out what works for me, as in like losing weight or whatever. But what has worked for me all the time has been biking. I love biking. When I moved to New York City, I immediately got me a bike, I think the week after I moved, or actually a couple of days after I moved. I had bought a bike like the next day or whatever like that, or 2 days after. And I loved it. I biked everywhere, you know. And then I was doing like deliveries with it and whatnot or whatever like that. But yeah, I love biking. I love, love, love biking. And now that I have an e-bike, you know, I don't really use my legs that much. Well, barely with the e-bike. But I decided like, oh, okay, I just want to bike in the gym for about like 30 minutes, which is like, for 30 minutes biking, I could do 6.5 miles and burn almost 300 calories. Yeah. It depends or whatever. But yeah, I love biking. So if you are having, you know, trouble trying to figure out how to start, like, with your, like, weight loss or whatever, I'm not any type of nutritionist or dietary, any type of person, but I would suggest biking. Like, if you don't have a bike, do it at the gym, if your gyms are open. But biking at the gym is nice. I know it can be challenging because you are stationary and it's just like you're looking at up at a wall, or is there's a TV screen, or whatever. But if you are in a place where you can bike outside, I highly advise it. But biking for me has been such a beautiful, like my mood and everything has like changed and stuff. Like I love biking. It just not only does it like help with like weight loss and like strengthening your muscles and all that stuff, it's such a mood booster. It just helps you, you know, live longer and aging and all that stuff. But I love it. I highly advise. I've always been like a person was like, yeah, get a bike, you know, that's been like the cure for everything. Yeah, get a bike. Like, man, I need new shoes, get a bike. Like, but yeah, I just started biking, you know, at the gym, and I felt great, but I could tell, like, I definitely lost, like, so far, like, 1 to 2 pounds, because I haven't been at the gym. Like, I don't go to the gym, like, 5 days out of the week. I'm going, like, 3 to 4, but, and then the weekends, like, recover, whatever, like that. But I highly advise get a bike or bike at the gym. You know, there are so many ways you could buy a bike. I can't stress this enough, like, buy a used bike from Craigslist. And then if you want to buy, like, a new bike, there are, like, if you're in LA or the West Coast, there is Big Five where you could buy a bicycle for, like, $100 and something. Because I know, like, these bike shops, they'd be selling bikes that'd be, like, $1,000 and up, like... but yeah, if not, you could just buy a used bike off of someone from Craigslist. And I've bought my bike twice from Craigslist, a used bike. What else? But yeah, so I highly advise you guys buy a bike. Buy a bike. Oh. Okay, so now we're gonna go into the joke of the day and the fact of the day. And by the way, you guys, I have been keeping busy with acting, with acting gigs. So I just finished a project. I actually finished two projects. I did a table read for one, and then I just finished filming a project last week. Yeah, it was 3 days shooting, and that was great. It was great. And then I have another one I'm doing. It's dealing with, like, the vagina monologue. So we're putting some stuff together for that. And that won't be, like, premiering till, like, March or whatever. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, I look forward to booking my commercial this year. You know, a couple of... I got a lot of things I want to do this year. But, yeah, so I have been keeping busy with acting and stuff. So I got... It's been back-to-back projects, so I've been very grateful for that. Just definitely, I'm looking forward to, like, booking commercials and print and in between, you know what I mean? But yeah, so that's that on that. And I also, like, have this goal of, like, reading more this year. I haven't been reading this week at all. I felt like, no, I've read a little bit. No, I didn't read it at all this week. You know, social media took over, but this week I am going to challenge myself to read a couple pages this week, you know. But yeah, so let's get back into it, into the joke of the day. These are corny jokes. Alrighty, this one. What do you call an alligator detective? I don't know, Unique. What do you call an alligator detective? An invest. The gator didn't. All right, that was corny. That was corny. Okay, here's this one. I think I said this one before. I don't know Okay, here we go. This one's kind of theatrical, whatever. There are two muffins baking in the oven. One muffin says to the other, "Phew, is it getting hot in here or is it just me?" The other muffin says, "Ah, a talking muffin." A talking muffin. Okay. Alrighty. So now we're going to go with the fact of the day. Fact of the day. I don't know. Has anyone else been craving like a trip? Like I'm craving heat, even though. Yeah, I've just been craving heat, man. Heat. I'm craving like a random trip. That's also another thing I want to do. Like a random trip. Safely. None too crazy. My heart goes out to like the LA County, California, because their cases right now are just goofy. They passed 1 million cases. And yeah, the thing is, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised because the whole, if you've lived in LA, if you ever been to LA, you know what that whole motto is. It's just like, it's all about me. Look at me. Look at the stuff that I'm wearing. Look at the stuff that I'm driving. Just look at me, 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 me. So it's all about me, me, me. I don't care about you. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not sick, then no one, like, then I, you know what I mean? Type of thing. So it's about that. It's all about, it's kind of like, it's a little bit like the whole racism thing. Like, if it's, I'm not, it's not gonna, how can I say this? You know, it's not gonna affect you until you got it. Until you have it. It's not affecting you because you're not, like, for example, it's not affecting you because you're not, like, black or whatever. But if you do care about others, you will, you know, do something about it. You will wear your mask. You won't go to, like, these hangouts or parties or, you know, doing these videos and all this stuff. But, I mean, I pray for LA to, like, get it together. California in general. To get it together. You know, the people who are like dying, and I heard it's like one in every 6 minutes someone's dying and stuff. So Jesus Christ, I can't even imagine the families what they're going through. But yeah, I'm praying for the whole California, LA County, and I really hope, you know, things, you know, reverse and stuff. But yeah. Okay, so this fact right here. What year were the hippies? It has been estimated that 100,000 people traveled to San Francisco during the summer of 1967. The media followed the movement of the hippies casting a spotlight on the Haight-Ashbury district where many of the psychedelic bands lived and played. That's dealing with the hippie culture, y'all. Guess they wanted us to know about hippies. Fun fact, I lived in San Francisco for 2 years. San Francisco was really, really dope. I really loved living there. You know, it was very hilly. I skateboarded there. I biked there. I had a really great community there. It was just theater, school, and like hanging out. But I had a really fun time and tap dancing or whatever like that. But yeah. So, we are coming towards the end of the episode, you guys. I have to go. I have to get ready for a shoot. And, yeah, I'll, you know, talk to you guys soon. You know, stay blessed, stay motivated, drink water. Don't let anyone lower your vibration. also, like, if you have to, like, lower your vibration to be human, that's totally fine. Wait, actually, let me rearrange that. It is totally fine for us to feel our different feelings. You know what I mean? Being angry, sad, all that's frustrated, whatever like that. You know, it's totally fine. It is a human trait. We're all human. But yeah, I wish you guys the best week ever. And yeah, catch you guys on the flip side. Peace.